Hello.
I'm sorry, the confusion in your name before
that's
we learn
fine, that's
the,
okay.
The old WMM. So what do you want to tell us, Julie?
Well, I'm phoning on behalf of my husband, Steve. He hasn't been on a horse. He hasn't never been to a rock concert.
Nah.
And he loves planes, but he's never actually been on one.
Well, when you say this, it's your husband and you've never sat down and discussed this.
Oh, yeah, I've had holidays without him. I've took the children on my own to Florida last year.
He's terrified, isn't
he? Well, I think so.
He loves them.
One minute he'll say he'll go, and then when I say, well, we'll go and book a holiday, he'll decide he don't want to go on.
We know of a course, of course, don't
there
we?
There is a course you can go on. Yeah.
It's probably a strategy. He says he loves planes and he gets you to go on holiday. You take the kids, you're out of the way, and bingo. he's up there, his mates are over.
You're saying he's having an affair.
I'm saying it's... He's no, probably, I never said that.
No, I know what he's doing. He's gone to his pop concert.
I know what Alice was hinting at. I think it's disgraceful.
I'm sorry.
That's what I thought as well.
All right.
So how comes he's never been to a concert?
Well, he just never has. I mean, we've been invited to our friend when our friends have gone.
He sounds a bit of a wet blanket, this old man of yours. I hate to say that. He sounds a little bit of a wet blanket.
He is a little bit of a wet blanket.
he's never been in a plane, you said. He's never been on a horse, which we've established now. We've got somebody who's done that, I think.
Yeah, we have. We've got the horse, did you say?
Yeah,
Kevin.
Kevin's not been on a horse. But this concert thing, don't you want to drag him along? I mean, you go to concerts all the time, don't you?
Yeah, well, I've been to see Michael Jackson. I was actually 8 months pregnant when I went to see Michael Jackson.
Oh, so he does something then, the old man. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Okay. For a moment there, thank you. Okay, but so you went to see Michael Jackson. Wasn't he curious to go and see the world's greatest performer?
No.
Does he like you to tell you all about it afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
And then, obviously, maybe we can get in together with the other fellow who's never been to a concert, and we send them both and then come back and review it. Are you two playing or someone? Who's coming over here? Take that a couple of... Yeah, we'll send them to a Pink Floyd concert, the pair of them, yeah? We can do that. I think we can. Yeah, well, Radio 1 will send these two men who have never been to a concert before. Because I remember... What was your first concert, by the way, Julie?
Oh, mine. Thin Lizzy, I think.
Yeah, and the next day, you it's like you've never felt more alive. You get evangelical about the whole rock thing.
Talking for a fortnight afterwards.
Yeah. And these men... How old is your husband?
He's 35.
He's 35. He's 6 years older than our other caller. And they've both never been to a concert. I think, real good, we send them both to a Pink Floyd concert, and then they can sit here and just say either they've not missed anything or they realise their whole lives have been a sham and a hollow shell and a capricious notion of a zephyr of a thought.